Blog Talk Radio.
Sinners, get ready. What you gonna do? 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 You better get your house in order. What you gonna do? 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 What you gonna do?
Tune in to the Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Overseer Janice Ward. I am so delighted to be able to come across these skyways and airwaves on this morning, bringing unto you the divine word of truth as I know it to be. Hope and pray that you had a beautiful time in service on last evening. And I know that God met you there, the various churches that you attended. And so, I'm so delighted once again to be able to come into your workspace, come into your living room area, then being able to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the Old Ship of Zion on your podcast dial. I just want you to get you a good seat, get comfortable, get your slippers on and your jammies on, and get your latte or your coffee, your tea, your OJ, or whatever you feel like bringing aboard. Be sure to bring your Bible or bring your iPhone, bring your tablet, your laptop, whatever digital device that you have at your fingertip. I am asking you to come aboard and engage in the service on this morning. But before we go into our service, we're going to acknowledge our Lord and Savior. His name is Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth. He is also our soon coming Messiah. So we come across these airways and we acknowledge him at the beginning of our program. And I'm asking those of you that are up this morning, maybe for whatever reason you can't sleep, I just thank you so graciously for tuning in on this morning. And may God richly bless you, you and you. I just thank you just for being a faithful and loyal listener. And for doing so, there's a blessing engraved with your name on it. And just know that we are helpers one unto another. So without any further ado, we're going to go into our opening prayer. I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer at this time. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. For we know that this earthly planet, God, is not our eternal home. But we know that you have lying in waiting a mansion that you created. You are the architect. Hallelujah. You are the builder. But until you crack those clouds one of these historical days, we'll continue to mount up before the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you, Father God, on this morning to anoint these lips of clay, God. I want to be able to bring a human word to those that may, then again, may not know of you in the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to grace me as your servant with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep down in the pit of their very souls, Father God. Someone out there needs some answers, God. Someone out there has lost their last friend, and they feel like that they're all alone and that they don't have anyone. I want you to be a friend, God, for them. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want you to be a comforter to them that are in a heavy laden on this morning. Has lost a loved one. Maybe it be your spouse. May it be your grandparents, your mother or your dad. Son or daughter, niece or nephew, colleague, business partner. May it be your doctor. Those that's close to your heart. I want you to know that you're not alone on this morning. And that God has people, pilgrims, all around this earth that's praying for you as well as with you. So know this morning that you're not alone. And if you're friendless, you are now, you have a friend. Jesus is your friend, and I'm your friend. So now you got two friends. You got a spiritually friend, that's Jesus. And you got an earthly friend, and that's me. So I want you to be encouraged on this morning. I want you to look to the hills which come at your help. Because your help cometh from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. And we're going to now go on into our scheduled program. I'll be with you an hour on this morning. And our sermon on today entitled, Behind the Throne. I want to say that one more time. Behind the Throne. And we're going to take our first key scripture from the law of Daniel 2:21. And it reads this. Hallelujah. It says that God changes the time and the season. He removes kings and he raises up kings. That scripture reading can be found in the law of Daniel 2:21. And we're going to move on to our second key scripture. And it reads like this. He counts the numbers of the stars, and he calls them all by name. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Psalms 147:4. And I know that during my lifetime, and I would suspect your lifetime, our lifetime, that we have seen evil men, evil women, politicians and military powers that have made colossal blunders and passed off the scene. Even good leaders leave a record that includes mistakes and weaknesses. We know that in the first chapter of Esther shows us the proud of King Ahasuerus. He was the head of the mighty Persian Empire. Hallelujah. And he hosted an elaborate festival designed to display his riches and his splendor. But after 7 days of partying, the king gave orders to his servant to bring Vashti, his queen, before the revelers, so they could see her great beauty. But Queen Vashti refused to come. And it humiliated the great king of Persia. And Ahasuerus was furious. And he sought counsel from the wise men of his kingdom. And they advised him to remove Vashti as queen and give the royal position to another who is better than she was. Hallelujah. And we know that in verse 19, God uses these unusual events to place a Jewish girl in a strategic position to preserve his people from destruction. God's name is not mentioned in the entire book of Esther. But one thing is for certain. The message in chapter 1 comes through loud and clear. We know that God can bring good out of everything. Even when flawed and mistakes, prone humans are involved. We realize that he is the real power behind the throne. And that is our subject on this morning. Behind the throne. We comprehend him not, yet earth and heavens tell. God sits as sovereign on the throne and ruleth all things well. We know that the most powerful ruler is but a pawn in the hands of the King of Kings. And we are talking about no other than Jesus Christ. Our Lord and Savior, the Messiah, Lord of Lords. And he is King of Kings. And we know that there was a team led by an Australian astronaut. And they calculated the number of stars in the known universe to be 76 trillion, and 7 followed by 22 zeros. That unfathomable number is said to be more than the grains of sand in every beach and every desert on the planet Earth. We find out that the calculations was by the product of research on the development of galaxies. One team member said, "Finding the numbers of stars is not really the research we were doing, but it was nice results to play around with." We know that having an estimate of numbers of stars can help us praise God with greater awe and wonders. We know that in the law of Psalms 147, said it is good to sing praises to our God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that it is beautiful and praise is beautiful. And we know that God counts the number of stars and he called them all by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. We know that this psalm not only presents God's majesty, but it also affirms his personal concerns for you and I. We know that Jesus Christ, he heals the broken heart. He can heal whatever ails you on this morning, whatever trials that you might be encountering, whatever tribulations you might be going through. Just know that Jesus can take you through and bring you out on the other side with victory. We know that Jesus healed, hallelujah. We know that Jesus lift up the brokenhearted. We know that Jesus lift up the humble. And he takes pleasure in those who fear him. And in those who hope in his mercy. Verse 11. So let's praise the great God of stars and sand who knows and cares for each one of us. Hallelujah. We know that the God who made the firmament, who made the deepest sea, the God who put the stars in place, is the God who cares for you and for me. We know that all creations point to the Almighty Creator. Jesus is behind the throne this morning. It's no job too hard, too complicated, that he cannot solve. That he is amazed or he's stifled about. God is the infinite God. He can do anything, but it's absolute one thing that he just cannot, will not do. And that, my sister and my brother, is fail. We fail. We fall short. But we're talking about a deity that's holy, without spot or wrinkle, without blemish, without tarnish, without a stain. And it's one thing that he cannot, just cannot, will not do, and that is hell. Before Al Jot, J-O-T, of God's word, come back, V-O-I-D, boy, he said that the heavens and the earth, hallelujah, will just, in other words, it will just fall on off the planet of this earth. So we know that God's word will not return back to you and I, boy. It will go out what God sent it out to accomplish, to obtain. Hallelujah. So I want you to know who's behind the throne this morning. We're talking about a power, absolute power, that no one can succumb. He's a power that can kill. He's a power that can raise the dead. Hallelujah. He's a power to be reckoned with. He's a power that can put the stars in the sky, put the moon in place, and then name the stars. All stars has a name, and he can name them one by one. Can't nobody do that but an infinite God. Can't nobody do that but an infinite power. I'm talking about no other power than a holy, all power God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. And you know, we hear about in this life, and as when we were children growing up, we would brag about, our dad's kids would brag about their dads and their fathers. And then you could also eavesdrop on your neighborhood conversations as well. You'd hear a child saying, my dad is bigger than your dad, or my dad is smarter than your dad. But we know that the best brag of all is, my dad is stronger than your dad. This boast is usually in the context of a warning that if kids are threatened, they better be aware, because my dad is coming and he's going to take all of you down, including your dad as well. So we know that believing your dad is the strongest guy on the block inspire a lot of confidence in the face of danger. And this is why I love the fact that God our Father, he is almighty. That means that no one can match his strength and his power. Better still, it means that you and I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I want you to know that you are in good hands. As the old commercial would say, that if you was insured with Allstate, you was in good hands. Well, I want you to know that you are insured with God's hands, and you are in good hands because you are in the mighty, powerful hands of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. So it is no wonder that the psalmist can confidently say that he will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Regardless of what today might bring, or the troubles you are now going through, don't forget that your God is stronger than anything in your life. So I want you to be confident. The shadow of his all-prevailing presence, hallelujah, guarantees that his power can turn even the worst situation into something good. So we want to pray this prayer on this morning. Father God, in the midst of our troubles, teach me, teach us, teach those that are listening to rest in the fact that you are almighty. Thank you for the confidences I have, that you are stronger than anything that threatens my life and our life. God is greater than our greatest problem. In the final reading before closing, we know that life is like that. For the followers of Christ, we live in a dangerous world filled with unpredictable challenges, unseen perils, yet we have joy because we know someone who is strong enough to carry us through the churning waves of life that threatens to overwhelm us. The psalmist wrote, let all those rejoice who put their trust in you. Let them ever shout for joy because you defend them. Let those also who love your name be joyful in you. That scripture reading is coming out of Law, Psalms 5 and 11. So I want to encourage you on this morning, in the faces of life's great danger and challenges, you can know a joy born out of our trust in God. His strength is more than enough. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our faith is stretched by exchanging our weakness for God's strength. And our sermon on this morning has been Behind the Throne. Whatever you're going through on this morning, on tonight, elsewhere around the world, just know that you have a mighty power that's sitting behind the throne. I would suggest you to go down in prayer. Give him a call. He's just a prayer call away. Let him know all about your problems. He is the problem solver. And I hope and I pray that I've said something to inject your mind and infuse your spirit, as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you'd want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondent, make them attentive to Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Email address, Janice Ward Ministry, hallelujah.org. That's www.janicewardministry.org. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now bring you hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. Till then, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Hymns of Zion. Listen up and be blessed.
very happy tonight that my family is here singing and praying with me. And at this time, I would like to introduce to you my brother, Reverend Cecil Franklin.
It is my task to have a few comments. And I thought about a passage of scripture, the Gospel according to St. Mark, 16th chapter and the 15th verse, where we are challenged to go ye into all the world and preach my gospel unto every creature. Go ye into all the world and preach my gospel unto every creature. You know, there is a unique advantage in preaching the gospel using the vehicle of song. For songs have the advantage of being packaged and wrapped in universal appeal. Songs are not limited by natural or human boundaries. The gospel through song is universally comfortable, for it is not hindered by local, state, or national boundaries, not hindered by racial, economic, political, or religious preferences. Songs are clothed with the ability or capacity to successfully and confidently meet the challenge of the Great Commission. Go ye into all the world and preach my gospel unto every creature. Songs are in a position to confidently answer that challenge. And therefore the gospel through song accepts the challenge and responds joyfully, praising the name of Jesus. And therefore we sing, oh how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. We come tonight carrying on that same tradition. We come not blazing new trails or pioneering new paths. We come treading the same familiar tracks, telling the world that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We come telling the story of Calvary. We come telling the world how God hung, how he bled, and how he died, and how he was resurrected. We come telling the world of the joy of eternal life through Jesus Christ. And we come once again to dedicate our lives to continuing to sing the songs of Zion. We thank God for Aretha and for every individual responding and making this effort possible. Her Christian commitment to carry the gospel to every creature is unquestionable. And you know, we all have our favorite songs of praise and celebration. I don't know what yours may be. It may be, I love the Lord, he heard my cry and pitied my every groan. Long as I live while trouble rise, I'll hasten to his throne. Your song might be, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. No other help I know. If I withdraw myself from thee. Oh, where shall I go? It may be deep of heaven. Away, turn my
back here now, if you will, Sister Irma Franklin. Irma, why don't you come forward? Sister Carolyn Franklin, come up here, Carolyn. The real baby sister, Brenda. Come here, Brenda. And our sister beloved, the one who wears the coat of many colors, Sister Aretha Franklin.
Jesus, give It was so nice. Oh, I did. Yeah.
on at this time, Irma, Brenda, and Carolyn. Let us say amen as they come.